Welcome back to the Jason Rant Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. My next guest made an amusing, although somewhat alarming, observation at a North Carolina Black Lives Matter protest he saw or stumbled upon over at the state capitol. No black people. Rather ironic. Now, of course, he could have joined, but as a black Republican, he probably was not welcome. Benji Irby is the host of Unpopular Opinion. You can catch it on YouTube, and he joins me now. Benji, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. I can't tell you how amused I was at this video you posted on Twitter, because I've noticed virtually the same thing, especially here in Seattle, as there are a whole bunch of protests all in the names of Black Lives Matter, except almost no black people are in attendance. It's overwhelmingly white. So take us through what happened to you over the weekend.
Yeah, what's so funny about that video over the weekend was that me and my friend, Shamika, I was down visiting her in North Carolina, and we had nothing to do on a Saturday, you know, with COVID and everything being kind of shut down-ish. I said, let's just go over to the state capitol. I love to visit state capitals, take pictures, and be like a total nerd. So I was like, let's go. And as I was going to try to park my car, I was driving around the state capitol, and I saw, like, this group of, like, white kids. I thought it was, like, some type of, like, you know, summer camp sort of like thing going on, or some type of like Boy Scout thing, or like a, maybe like a school thing. You see that a lot when you go to DC. And I drove around and I parked and we walked on the grounds and we started getting closer. And as we were walking down a little path, Shamika was like, is that a Black Lives Matter? And I'm like, what? Is this like a Black Lives Matter protest? And I'm like, but there are no black people. And I'm like, I don't even like do like live videos. I said, but I have to like share this with people. This is like absolutely crazy. And there was a whole Black Lives Matter protest there, not a single black person at all. So we were laughing at that, but also we were laughing at the irony that we, the two Trump-supporting black Republicans who are, like, you know, known for this, are the two black people of all the 40 million black people in America, that we are the two that would run into this thing. That's really what we were laughing at as well.
So how instructive was it to experience this? When you see something like this happen, do you say, okay, you know what, these are white people who care deeply about the black community, at least they're doing something, or do you look at it and say maybe they need to have more black voices help instruct exactly what it is they're complaining about?
First of all, I mean, just, you know, as an aside, if you're going to have a Black Lives Matter protest, you'd like to have some black people there, just as you can't have a women's, you can't have a women's march with like a bunch of dudes. I'm just saying, you're just kind of like, we started a protest, there's no black people, maybe we need to, like, you know, chill, maybe we need to do something else. I mean, but really what this is really about, in all seriousness, is that they take the term Black Lives Matter, which the generic term Black Lives Matter is great. Yeah, of course. I mean, Black Lives Matter, of course. All lives matter. I mean, we all matter. We're all, you know, good under God's sight, thank God. But the corporate movement of Black Lives Matter isn't about black lives. It's actually about blue elections. I mean, they're coordinating with Act Blue. We know this now. So it just doesn't make any sense that they're taking something that is a struggle of black people and manipulating black people's outrage again, you know, for an election. I'm sick of it. And if you even look at the fact of what happened with George Floyd, everybody from the dog catcher to the governor was also acting blue. So it's like, we're not even looking at the real issue. We're not even looking at the legislation that's happening in the House. We're not even looking at the fact that we have Tim Scott trying to work with Karen Bass to actually do something about the situation. It then turns out to be about Trump. But this is all happening, most of it, in Democrat districts. And instead of actually instructing people and letting them know what's going on as far as actually making a change, we have to go out here, act the fool, and knock down statues. Yeah. My friend, for example, my sister's friend's husband was the guy who, in Portsmouth, Virginia, the statue knocked down and knocked on his head. And he's, like, in a coma. And this man has children. And I know at the time, this seemed like, you know, get white supremacy, but really? Is this what we're doing now? I'm just really sick of black people's emotions being played by the Democrat Party. This is the reason why I can never be a Democrat. This is the reason why I voted for President Trump. I can never go back to a party that prioritizes illegal immigrants over black Americans and over all Americans in general. It's ridiculous. And the shame that we saw of this protest just shows you that when they run out of black people, they'll just put white people in their place. This is not even about black lives. This is about Trump. This is about, let's do something to keep keep things going while we have Biden in the basement somewhere, obviously, because his brain is yellow. He can't come out and say anything. So we have to do the summer 68 all over again, because that's where all these Democrats are from anyway, our Nancy Pelosi's and people like that who've been around forever. Let's just reenact this whole thing. We get a lot of drama going, and maybe, just maybe, we can get Biden in. That's what this is all about, and black people are being used for, and I'm just really sick of it.
Benji Irby is the host of Unpopular Opinion. If you go to unpopbenji.com, you can learn more. You can also just look up Unpopular Opinion on YouTube. You know, you are presumably to the left. You're on the wrong side of the issue. As a black guy who supports Trump, that is clearly wrong. Why does that belief still seem to be a commonly held belief amongst the black community? Or am I wrong? Is that maybe not believed to be the case anymore?
Well, I'll actually tell you, and also since we were giving out stuff, you can follow me on Twitter too at Real Benji Irby. I'm a big Twitterite. Anyway, the reason for that, to be honest with you, and this is actually something that I've talked to Trump people about. I've actually had meetings and with people in the Trump family and Trump, you know, administration, whatever. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've always told them is that the thing that has to be gotten to is all of the racial allegations from back in the day. The racial allegations from back in the day, even going back to, you know, the 70s situation with him not wanting to rent to black people, allegedly. And there's so many more things and layers to that story. You know, the prosecution actually putting someone up to say these things about him for threat of them being arrested. There's, and even going back to Central Park 5, there's like a narrative where they're saying that Trump wanted five black men to be executed. Trump has never said this ever, anywhere. Well, this is a popular belief that people believe. And I've told them time and time and time again, if you do not attack these initial racial things, these are the initial racial things where the whole pylon comes in. Because everything Trump does is racist because of these two things and other things like this. Until you guys actually get this head on, you're going to always have a racial crowd over you. I always say Trump is always with the three R's of Trump. They have Russia, rapist, racist. Russia didn't work. Rapist didn't work, so now all they have until November is racist. And if this election becomes about race, unfortunately, that's what gives Joe Biden a chance. I told them in 2019 that this whole 2020, they're going to do racial incident after racial incident, blown up, blown up, blown up. This is going to be a very long summer. They are not playing games. They are doing whatever they can to get Donald Trump out, and race is their strongest tool, and they're using it. So until President Trump goes back and really confronts these things the way that he can, because I believe that President Trump is a good man. I've done my research on these things. He is not a racist. Look at his policies. What racist is going to fund the HBCUs indefinitely? What racist is going to buck people in his own party like John Cotton to do prison reform? He is not a white supremacist. Meanwhile, you have Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden eulogizing an actual white supremacist in John Byrd, Robert Byrd. This is crazy. We have the truth on our side, but these things are not being explained to black people, and this is why we're in the conundrum that we are in, unfortunately, and I just sit back, I look at it, I pray, I'm voting for President Trump, obviously, I support the man, but I do understand why black people feel the way they feel, and I feel that a lot of the black conservatives that we hear from a lot, not saying any names, they don't have an understanding, and they are not attracting black people to our side, unfortunately, and we have been rightfully doing the right things toward the black community, but unfortunately, President Trump's not really getting credit for it that he deserves.
For more analysis like this, of course, you can check out Benji Irby on Twitter, Real Benji Irby, or go to unpopbenji.com, or of course, just head on over to YouTube and search Unpopular Opinion. That is the name of the video podcast that Benji hosts. Benji Irby, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rance Show. We're back with more right after this on KTTH.